A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Today is Saturday, February 20th, 2021. On this day in 1998, white supremacist Chevy Kehoe pled guilty to felonious assault, attempted murder, and carrying a concealed weapon. A year later, he would be convicted of far worse. Welcome to Today in True Crime, a Spotify original from Parcast. Due to the graphic nature of this killer's crimes, listener discretion is advised. This episode includes dramatizations and discussions of violence and racism that some people may find offensive. We advise extreme caution for children under 13. Today we're covering the first trial of Chevy Kehoe. Let's go back to the Spokane, Washington courthouse on February 20th, 1998. Reporters packed into the Spokane courthouse, eager to see the fate of the infamous Chevy Kehoe. He was a member of the Aryan People's Republic and known all across the country as a rabidly violent white supremacist. He'd been arrested for one of the most sensational shootouts ever caught on tape. On February 15, 1997, in Wilmington, Ohio, Chevy Kehoe and his younger brother Shane were pulled over by a state trooper for what should have been a routine stop. The brothers were driving a Suburban with expired plates. The trooper approached the passenger side of the vehicle, where Shane rolled down the window. He asked the brothers for identification, but they claimed not to have any on them. Without ID, the trooper had no way of knowing who he pulled over or how desperate they would be to get away. The trooper asked Chevy to step out of the car. Chevy complied, but he had a few harsh words to say as he walked to the police cruiser, hands in his pockets. He said, "I don't want you going and searching through all my stuff." The trooper responded, "I'm not going to search through your stuff. I'm going to put you in my car." Chevy answered, "Now listen, sir, I don't want no problems. I don't want you violating me." With Chevy's protests, the trooper's attention was drawn away from Shane, still seated in the Suburban. Shane reached below his seat. At the same time, one of Wilmington's deputy sheriffs happened across the scene. He saw the trooper exchanging harsh words with Chevy by the side of his patrol car. As the deputy sheriff pulled over to provide backup, Chevy Kehoe sprinted back to his vehicle. The officers gave chase, grabbing Chevy just before he could get in his car. They wrestled him back as he wrenched open the driver's side door, where bullets came flying out from the passenger seat. The officers slammed the door shut and pulled out their pistols. Chevy threw his hands up, begging officers not to shoot, claiming, "I don't have no guns, I don't have nothing." Shane jumped out of the car and sprinted into the woods, firing back at the officers. They returned fire and one gave chase, but in the chaos, Chevy saw his chance to run and took it. He threw open the car door, leapt inside, and turned on the engine. The trooper rushed to the window, gun drawn, shouting at Chevy to turn the car off, but Chevy tore away. The deputy chased Shane into the woods, but ultimately lost him in the brush. Meanwhile, the trooper raced to his patrol car and sped off after Chevy, finding him parked at a gas station only minutes later. This time, Chevy did have a gun, and the man engaged in a protracted firefight. He and the police exchanging over 30 bullets, most lodging in their vehicles. One unlucky bystander was shot in the shoulder, but survived. Chevy ended the skirmish by speeding away, fleeing the state of Ohio entirely. It would take authorities months to track down the Kehoe brothers, but eventually the FBI found Chevy working at a ranch in Utah. The dashcam footage of the Kehoe shootout became nationally known as it was broadcast on over 5 different television programs and several other news channels. Now, on January 20th, 1998, Chevy Kehoe finally went to trial, and the nation waited with bated breath to see what plea he would submit. As Chevy Kehoe was marched into the room, his lawyers spoke to the judge, declaring, "Chevy Kehoe pleads guilty to felonious assault, attempted murder, and carrying a concealed weapon." After being involved in 2 police shootouts, Chevy Kehoe looked like he was going to get off easy, but the story wasn't over there. In fact, Chevy Kehoe was also wanted in Arkansas for robbery and a gruesome triple homicide. Coming up, we'll discuss Chevy Kehoe's other crimes. Listeners, I am thrilled to tell you that this month marks a huge milestone for Parcast. It's the 4-year anniversary of another fantastic podcast I host called Serial Killers. If you haven't had a chance to dive into the stories and psychology behind the most nightmarish murderers of all time, there's no better time than right now to start listening. Each week, we enter the minds, the methods, and the madness of the world's most sadistic serial killers. From the son of Sam, David Berkowitz, and the co-ed killer Edmund Kemper, to Eileen Wardos, Ed Gein, and coming soon, the night stalker Richard Ramirez. And this February, look out for our 4-part special on couples who kill, following the worst love has to offer. Their names may sound ordinary, but their atrocities are anything but. Trust me, you do not want to miss it. With hundreds of episodes available to binge and new ones released weekly, get to know the killers, crimes, and cases that forever changed the face of history. Follow the Spotify original from Parcast, Serial Killers. New episodes air every Monday and Thursday, free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Now back to the story. On February 20th, 1998, violent white supremacist Chevy Kehoe pled guilty to felonious assault, attempted murder, and carrying a concealed weapon, following his part in a prolonged shootout with police. He was already set to go to prison for years, but his story wasn't over yet. Chevy Kehoe was also wanted in Arkansas for his part in the murders of William and Nancy Mueller and their 8-year-old daughter, Sarah. William Mueller was a known arms salesman who Chevy and his father had burglarized once before. By January 1996, Chevy was seeking to further fund and militarize his white supremacist organization. Knowing the full scope of Mueller's arsenal, Chevy enlisted the help of Daniel Lewis Lee to help him pull off a vicious scheme. Kehoe and Lee broke into Mueller's Arkansas home in the middle of the day while the family was away. They were dressed in black garb, similar to the uniform of an alcohol, tobacco, and firearms agent. They also wore masks, an attempt to make onlookers believe they were federal agents on a raid. When the family returned home, Kehoe hid behind their washing machine and Lee hid behind the couch. As the family entered their living room and turned on the lights, Kehoe and Lee leapt out from their hiding places shouting, "ATF, raid!" William and Nancy threw their hands up and Kehoe and Lee grabbed them and handcuffed their arms behind their backs. But once the cuffs were on, William realized these were not ATF agents, and he made a terrible mistake. William began to fight, but with his hands bound, there was little he could do. Kehoe and Lee overpowered him, then knocked him unconscious by slamming the butt of their rifles against the back of his head. With the parents incapacitated, Kehoe ordered 8-year-old Sarah to show them where her father hid his valuables. The girl led them to the Mueller's storage space, where Kehoe and Lee found $50,000 worth of firearms and money, which they loaded into their car. To finish the heist, Kehoe and Lee put plastic bags over William and Nancy's heads, then wrapped duct tape around the openings, strangling them to death. They argued about what to do with Sarah, as Lee didn't want to hurt a little girl, but Kehoe didn't care. Sarah was a witness, and she had to go. The duo drove their victims' corpses to the Illinois Bayou and threw them in the water, weighing them down with rocks. The Mueller family would be found 5 months later. For his part in the crimes, Daniel Lewis Lee was sentenced to death and killed by lethal injection on July 14, 2020. In addition to his many years for the shootout with police, Kehoe was sentenced to several terms of life in prison, where he remains to this day. Thanks for listening to Today in True Crime. I'm Vanessa Richardson. If you enjoyed this episode of Today in True Crime, check out another Spotify original from Parcast called Solved Murders. Today in True Crime is a Spotify original from Parcast. You can find more episodes of Today in True Crime and all other Spotify originals from Parcast for free on Spotify. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow in True Crime. Today in True Crime is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler, sound designed by Juan Borda, with production assistance by Ron Shapiro, Carly Madden, and Bruce Katovich. This episode of Today in True Crime was written by Giles Hovseth, with writing assistance by Aaron Lan, and fact-checking by Cheyenne Lopez. I'm Vanessa Richardson. Listeners, don't forget to check out the Spotify original from Parcast, Serial Killers. Every Monday and Thursday, take a deep dive into the minds and madness of history's most notorious murderers. You can binge hundreds of episodes, 4 years' worth, and catch new episodes weekly. Listen to Serial Killers free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.